And if you aren't ready to settle down in any one place, like New York City, the person you're about to meet may have a solution.
I feel really comfortable being in an environment where people are building things and making things. It's exciting.
As part of our series called My Fellow Americans, we introduce you to a young architect named Jennifer Siegel.
I love the smell of steel. I love the smell of fabrication. It's titillating.
Day-to-day caught up with Jennifer at a factory in Moreno Valley, California, where workers were constructing a prototype of her latest design. It's a 21st century update of the mobile home. From the floors to the ceiling, she's giving it a total aesthetic facelift.
The floors are made of plyboo, which is a bamboo product. In place of glass, we're using insulated plastic, which saves on energy. It's a steel frame, so you can stack them and offset them, creating roof gardens or internal courtyards. Living on a kibbutz and traveling throughout the Middle East made me very much aware of alternative lifestyles. People that lived in tents, Bedouins, people that were backpacking, people that lived in communal spaces. And while I was in graduate school studying architecture, I would sell hot dogs on the street in front of school to help offset my expenses. And the cops could come up to me and pass time. The deadheads would come over and feel like it was an okay space to be hanging out at. And it became the center for all community. The trailer park is in many ways the same idea. People from my generation and the generations to come think about technology in a different way. You know, we use portable devices constantly. And I was noticing as technology was transforming and becoming smaller and more efficient and more mobile, architecture still sat very heavily on the ground. And nobody was addressing the way in which the structures that contain all of that technology could move along with that technology. When I put my pencil to rest, I would like to believe that I've made a significant impact in architecture and that I've changed the shape of buildings and changed the way in which structures are produced and be remembered for doing good.
You can see designs of Jennifer Siegel's mobile home at our website, npr.org.